Hey guys, this is Evernus Utopia, and this is the aftercare for Forced and Bred in Public, specifically aimed towards people who don't have the easiest time with audios that have themes of non-consent. I will not be using the R word unless it is, like, mandatory for some reason, because I feel like definitions are important, but if I choose to use it, I will give you a warning, just in case. I don't want to trigger anybody. And I guess let's get right to it. So first off, if you struggle with listening to stuff like this, or if you know that you like don't want to listen to it and you're just here to hang out for the 6 minutes or whatever long this takes, you're valid. That's okay. You don't have to enjoy this kind of stuff. That's normal. Just as normal as people who do enjoy it, right? Everybody just has different preferences, and yours are just as valid as anybody else's. Everybody comes from different places. Everybody has different experiences, and sometimes the makeup of a person with nature and nurture, like, just you just end up not into this kind of stuff, and I think that's perfectly okay. It's a big part of why I try really hard to balance like the amount of like non-con content I'm putting out versus like consensual content, is because like I know that this isn't for everybody, and I don't expect it to be. I would never want somebody to force themselves to listen to an audio that they feel would make them uncomfortable. So yeah, hopefully this aftercare can be like a nice little pocket of like reality, right? Because at the end of the day, like this whole thing, like this whole idea that like the government would like do, like this is a fantasy that is meant for people to enjoy, right? Like nobody, or okay, I don't expect people to like think that they will hate being in this situation and then like force themselves to listen to the rest of the audio. I don't think that's like a very emotionally responsible thing to do, right? Like I'm a kind of person who would listen to this kind of audio. I would love to be told a lot of the things that the listener gets told in this audio, that like I don't have to think, that I just like my place is just to get used and stuff like that. Like I would do that. And that's kind of why I made this, right? I obviously would never promote anything like this actually happening. I take a feeling that like I want to feel, and sometimes I like the idea of having the burden of having to think or make my own decisions or fend for myself, of having that burden taken away from me. It's oddly liberating. So in the other aftercare, I kind of mentioned that it can be a helpful exercise to walk through like why one might be into this kind of thing. So I guess the reverse would apply here, where I would say like sometimes it can be good to just like take stock of like if you know you're not into this kind of stuff, just like ask yourself why. And the reason I say that is not to like question you not being into it, right? That's not the point. The point is to like learn a little bit about yourself and define your boundaries, right? If it's because of a negative experience you had, like whatever, right? Like it doesn't matter why, right? It's good for us to know about ourselves, because when we enter relationships with people, we also need to be able to maintain our own boundaries. We need to be able to like establish our own boundaries, and then you know, your boundaries that you establish deserve to and ought to be respected. So like, you know, if you're not comfortable with somebody saying something like this to you, they shouldn't be saying stuff like this to you, ever. That's not okay. I don't care where they're saying it. If it's a partner, like a romantic partner or a play partner, or like some random guy in the street, like harassing people, or like in your DMs. I think like unsolicited DMs is a huge thing, right? Like if people are breaking your boundaries in DMs, like that's highly not okay, right? And I think it's fine to, I think it's good to either like ignore or like report incidents like that. Like obviously it's, it shouldn't be your problem, right? But that's a whole, it's a whole nother can of worms. I could ramble about that for like an hour. Basically, like, you know, if you listen to this audio and you struggle a little bit with it, first off, thank you for listening. I'm very flattered that you would attempt to listen to this if it's something that you know you're not entirely 100% comfortable with. I admire the idea that people would look to expand their boundaries. I think I learned a lot about myself through this subreddit and trying to expand my boundaries in a similar way. I discovered new things, and sometimes I discovered stuff that I like wasn't into, and I think that's also good, right? I think it's just as good to know that you're not into a kink as it is to know that you are into it. And if you're not into it, you're just as normal as all the people who are into it. So I never want you to feel like you're being left out. I never want you to feel like you're being left behind. I am always, even when I'm making audios with non-consent, I am thinking of people who aren't into it. So just know that you're being thought of. So hopefully if you listened to the audio, hopefully you got something out of it. And if you didn't listen to the audio, then, you know, you're absolutely always welcome here in the aftercare. So yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say today. So I will see you guys in the next one. Bye.